Hey everybody, welcome to our morning devos. Today's passage is 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 1 through 7. So again, this is 2 Samuel chapter 23. We'll be reading from verses 1 through 7. Now these are the last words of David, the oracle of David the son of Jesse, the oracle of the man who was raised on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me, his word is on my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken, the rock of Israel has said to me, when one rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God, he dawns on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth. For does not my house stand so with God? For he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. For will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? But worthless men are like thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be taken with the hand. But the man who touches them arms himself with iron and the shaft of a spear, and they are utterly consumed with fire. All right, so much of the books of 1 and 2 Samuel have focused on the life of David, the son of Jesse. And if you've been following along with us, you'll remember that we've seen David reach glorious heights, like his victories in battle and displays of virtue. And we've also seen his lows, such as times when he was forced to flee or committed adultery with Bathsheba. In today's passage, we reach the end of David's life, and we're told that these are the last words of King David. Now, it is probably a little bit confusing that we read this at this point in the book, because if you keep reading 2 Samuel, you'll notice that there's actually a little bit more to the life of David. But don't get too thrown off by that. Just consider this David's final officially recorded statements. And, for a final statement, it's actually quite brief. First, before we actually even get to his final words, we're told that these are the statements, the oracles of David, the son of Jesse, the man who was raised on high, very, esteemed title there, the sweet psalmist of Israel. What a cool title to receive there. We get to his actual statement. And first off, we see that though these are the last words of David, they aren't just his own personal thoughts and opinions, but rather they are the inspired words of the Spirit. Verse 2 says, "The Spirit of the Lord speaks by me. His word is on my tongue." So again, these are not just the musings of a person, but they are the words of God essentially spoken through this man, David. And so what does the Lord say to and through David here? Well, we see a juxtaposition between those who rule righteously and justly and those who live in a manner of worthlessness. In verses 3 and 4, we read that those who rule justly are those who rule in the fear of God. These are those who honor and revere God and desire to make him and his ways the foundation of living and leading others. And as David points out, those who rule in this way, quote, "dawn on people like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth." That's a really beautiful picture, right? Those who fear the Lord and live accordingly are like the beautiful morning sun, and are also like rain that waters the earth. In other words, those who follow God and his ways are those who bring about life to those around them. You don't need me to convince you that the sun and rain are essentials to life on earth. That's what those who follow God are like, bringers of life to all those around them. But compare that to what we see in verse 6. Here we read, "But worthless men," or basically evildoers, are all like thorns that are thrown away. Thorns tend to have a negative connotation in Scripture. For example, think back to the fall of man in Genesis 3. After Adam and Eve sin, God says that the ground will be cursed, stating that, "Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you." By this, God means that mankind will labor and toil, and oftentimes, rather than fruit coming, there will come thorns and thistles. Thorns represent accursedness, something that chokes out the fruit and life that we actually want and need. So in that sense, we can see that those who commit to wickedness, a life of wickedness and evil, will lead only to destruction, not only for themselves, but also for others. So we see that as David is looking upon his life, God is bringing to mind, bringing him these words, this recognition of this distinction between those who follow God and those who don't. And this gets me thinking then, what type of life are we living? Are you living in fear of God, and therefore are you blessing others? Or are you like the worthless man? Or another way to put it is, are you living for yourself and thereby becoming a curse to others? When we look back at the sum of our lives, will we have been a blessing to those whom we live life with, bringing about flourishing and life to all those around us? Or will we have pointed them in the wrong direction and led them to destruction? Keep in mind, living in fear of the Lord isn't simply about following a set of rules. It's not checking off a list of do's and do nots each day, like going to church and attending different things and just kind of getting stuff done in a quote-unquote Christian way. It's also not just about being a morally good person. Rather, it's living as a follower of Jesus. I take that quite seriously, following Jesus, living a life of other-centered love like Jesus did, living for God's kingdom as Jesus did, and living it to advance, share about the kingdom as God, as Jesus did. And that's what it means to fear the Lord. It means actively putting the needs of others before our own, serving one another, pointing to God. And well, if you think about it, all those things bring about life, right? Because we're pointing to the giver of life, the one who gives every perfect gift. And so it's no wonder that a life of fearing God is one of blessing to those around us. We're not going to be perfect at this. You can think on your own life, and I imagine you would recognize, yeah, you're not perfect at it. David himself surely knew that he hadn't lived a perfect life, and we read about several of those low moments throughout the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. But when we continually pursue a life of fearing God and living according to his ways, as David ultimately did, we'll one day look back and see that we did bring life where there was once death and destruction, because we joined in the work of the one who brings life. So this is a little bit of a shorter devo maybe than what we typically have, but I want to invite us today, in your work, your relationships, even just in how you spend your time on your own, to do so in the fear of the Lord. Let's commit to following his ways, not our own. Because again, that's the most important thing. We can go about trying to bless people, and that's good, but it has to start with fearing God and allowing that to be the source of our blessing to others. And so again, whatever is on your, you got planned today, whatever that you do today, let's do so with this fear of the Lord, seeking to live with and for him. Let's follow his ways, and through that, be a blessing to those around us. Let me pray to close out our time together. Father, I thank you for these words of David, Lord. David is looking back upon his life, and you're bringing to his mind and to his heart this recognition of the importance of living in fear of you, God. And by that, of course, meaning to honor, to revere, to worship you, to live a life of worship, worshiping our God. And Lord, I pray that though we may not be in the situation like David is, looking back on our lives, and we do want to be a people who bless others, who love others, or who, of course, follow you and your ways. So help us today to do that, and help us each day to do that. And I know, God, for those of us listening today, I imagine that is all of our desire to honor you and to bless others. Lord, we just help us to stay on the right track, to focus on the right things, and to keep our minds, our hearts fixed solely upon you, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are a gracious God. You continue to invite us into this life. Help us to say yes each and every day. Be a part of your works that bring life and flourishing to those around us. So once again, thank you for this time and your word today. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.